Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
To say go win it all. Just, it's waiting for you. Go win it all. Good morning to you on a great football Friday. The lull before, I don't know if storm's the right term, because storm sounds negative. The lull before the championship victory? Hopefully. All right, good morning to you. From Borgata, Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. By the way, Seltzer, caller brought it up earlier. Like, what is going on with your efforts to get Rocky on the show?
So I emailed someone at the Independent Artist Group who apparently is the associate of the person who represents Stallone.
The associate
yes,
of the person?
Yes, they work with the person who represents. I couldn't get the email of the actual person who represents, so I'm going through someone else.
So the man behind the man.
The man behind the man.
Okay.
It's actually the woman behind the man,
fair
but yes.
Enough. Okay.
So I'm trying. I'm
and
working
where,
on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, response? You get a response?
No, I have not gotten a response yet. So.
And then but, John's effort stopped right there.
Well, no, we're not done yet. I just okay. got a hold of the email yesterday.
Okay,
so it's
all
a back channeling. I got given that email address by someone who knows, and I sent the email yesterday, so I haven't heard back yet. I'm hoping
okay.
I hear today.
We want to talk to Rock, man. He's an Eagles fan. We want to talk to him. We want to talk to Stallone. 215-592-9494. I got faith in you, James.
I don't know.
You probably shouldn't, but I swear to you, I am trying. Like, I swear to you, I am trying.
Okay.
Are you trying?
Yeah,
I just said I swear, dude. Like, what do you want me to say? I swear I'm trying, all right? I really am. I swear to you.
All right, let's go to the phones. Eagles and the Chiefs in 9 days. Bob and Del Rand right now. What's going on, Bob?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, can I answer the question first
sure.
in honor of James? I think the big thing is that I think it's underappreciated that James always defends you and always translates all your minutia and all the stuff that sometimes you say. You get so detailed, but you don't think you're intelligent.
So that blows your mind.
He translates for you.
Wow.
And it's like, what the hell is he saying? And then James cuts in and says, this is what he's trying to say.
Well, thank you, James, and thank you, Bob, for noticing that. I'm a little insulted. I'm like a little insulted, but
Puck,
not
he
that
agrees
insulted.
With me, opposed to ESP, Dak Prescott sucks, most overrated quarterback in the NFL.
Well, I took a huge step back this year. Big, big, big.
He's horrible.
Yeah, well, he wasn't until this year, but this year he was
He'll never win a Super Bowl, James. Never, ever, ever.
Well,
he chokes. I got a list of all the
I'm well aware of his playoff.
You know what his cap hit is for this year?
Yeah, well,
Dak Prescott. Like 90 million.
Dak
isn't
Prescott's
it?
Cap hit is $90 million.
Wow.
They got to keep him.
Yeah. Well,
wow.
Yeah, they got to keep him. They've got so many problems in Dallas that are like too numerous to even start listing, but you know, at the top of the list is this quarterback is so overvalued. And he has the team like over a you know,
barrel.
He controls this.
Wow.
Man, they're in a world of hurt. They got a new coach who is more beholden to their owner than the last one, it seems, like right out the gates, which is amazing for us once again.
And the owner's still picking the players, and he's, you know. Maybe it's, thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's get to Nick right now. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. Go Birds.
Go Birds, Nick.
Go Birds, buddy.
Joe DeCambra.
Oh, boy.
I am calling you at the behest of King Philip of Spain.
Wow,
do
you
not,
know my heritage. That's really well done by
not,
you.
Do not change locations during a Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. So does that mean I have to watch it at my brother's and just
correct.
Stay there?
You can pick either location, but you cannot change locations during the game.
Okay.
I'm telling you, really, I'm not a superstitious guy, but I remember how sad it was when we lost the last one.
Yep.
So, of course, I go to WIP. I'm a lifelong listener.
Yep.
I put on my favorite show. My favorite host tells me he left at halftime.
Yeah, it was a big mistake.
Mm.
But Nick, you got to admit.
Trust me when I tell you, there's a lot of shame right here.
But Nick, surprising Amy from Villanova, and she starts crying with joy because I showed up. Like that was meaningful to me. So it's tricky.
King Philip acknowledges that it was a sweet gesture, but you can't do it, brother. I mean, really. When I heard what you did, I actually muttered the phrase. Et tu, Brute.
Oh, you're good.
Wow, you went Et tu, Brute on you.
No, listen. Yeah,
it's a march.
I'm going to go Caesar on somebody today, but I got you.
Can I take one more shot at it? I want to convince you. I got one more thing I can try.
Yes, sir.
I know you're a lifelong WIP listener as well, right, Joe?
Of course.
If I said to you, Joe D., do me a favor.
Oh, Nick, you're good,
don't
man.
Don't change locations during a Super Bowl.
Nick, you're good. You're good. All right,
did I
Nick.
Get you?
Listen, God bless you, man. You're touching WIP, my heritage, my childhood. You got everything going here. This is good.
History, the whole thing.
Yeah. You know,
listen,
Caesar.
Man, we all bleed green. We're all rooting for the team. This is such an exciting time leading up to the Super Bowl. I think this is the best offense that I've seen probably, you know, with this running game. I don't remember an offense this good.
Well, 04 was really good, man.
That's true. But the running game is unstoppable. You don't even have to worry. You know Saquon's going to run on them. I mean, I know they haven't given up a 100-yard game, but Saquon is incredible.
Yeah.
And not only the way he plays, do you know, when you watch his personality, the last time I saw an athlete with an electric smile and joy to play the game like that, was Magic Johnson.
Magic, yeah, I thought you were going to say Magic. Magic had and Saquon hasn't. Nick, give me a great answer. What blows your mind?
Well, I just made her Minnie Mouse pancakes. Her name is Charlie, and it's my firstborn girl.
Oh, good for you, man. Aww. Hey, Nick, very cool call, man. I really enjoyed that.
It was a great call.
It was. 215. I don't think I'm going to, you know, vote for him, you know, making pancakes for his daughter.
No, I think he was talking about his daughter blows his mind. Is what he said to me off the air. But yeah.
But that's that was a touching phone call right there. 215. Of course, he puts me in a corner though. I am in a quandary, guys. I mean,
I don't think you are. Like
I am. I got a mom and I got a girlfriend.
You are, but this is
my mom and my girlfriend are in two different spots.
Honestly,
what do I do?
Honestly, I think Amy needs to step up and tell you need to stay with your family. Like this is a no-brainer. Like Amy, I love you, but we lost the Super Bowl last time. It is very clear how it all played out. Like this
is
a no-brainer.
I know. I'd rather you say it to her than me, James.
Are you listening, Amy? I'm saying it.
Do you need us to intervene?
She's an Eagles fan, too, so she should understand.
We'll gladly intervene. Have her call the show.
Well,
I like what you did there, John. That was very slick.
You are a
that was like very slick.
Butt head. Well, I love that fact we just heard from Ree in the update.
Me too, buddy.
I knew it was good. I had referenced it before without knowing the exact numbers because I remembered when Seattle and Denver played. You know, about a decade ago. Now, that was
in
a slightly
cold. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a slightly different fact because it was one versus one. Number one defense versus number one offense. And I think at that point it was something like 6-0 or 7-0 in NFL history. And Rhea's fact obviously goes beyond that to just all number one defenses.
So the last number one to lose, do you remember?
I mean,
it's recent. I mean, within
reason.
The last number one defense, Seattle the second time.
Correct.
Yeah.
2014. That was it. Was that the Marshawn Lynch not throwing?
Yeah, that was
not
the Marshawn. Yeah, Malcolm Butler.
Yep. That was it.
And they played a great Super Bowl defensively until the fourth quarter.
Yep.
And then the fourth quarter, Tom Brady. That's one of the things that really elevated Brady, like, to some people, like definitely above Montana. Because I remember at that time, I think that's when he tied Montana with four, but he had just beaten the number one defense, who, by the way, was number one defense, I think, for like five straight years.
Four, and then the Atlanta one, it was just like, all right, it's over.
Yeah.
It's
Came back from 28-3. Speaking of defense, Twitter poll question of the day today is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevrolet would like to wish the Birds the best of luck. Together, let's drive for a lot of touchdowns in the game up ahead. Visit ArminChevy.com. Go Birds. So speaking of defense, we asked today, who is the Eagles' defensive MVP? John, is it Zach Bond or Jalen Carter? I lean Jalen Carter, but Zach Bond's the one up for Defensive Player of the Year. Which way would you go, Bond or Carter?
I really don't know how to answer this properly. I mean, I think the fact that Bond has the green dot, maybe that contributes to pushing him over the top for me. Maybe the fact that he's a little older, is he, 28 years old?
I think Jalen Carter just disrupts more plays. I know Zach Bond finishes more, like he makes the actual tackle, but I feel like Jalen Carter causes chaos,
and
for
it
the
doesn't
other team
show up in the stats,
right?
Well, but he is a game wrecker.
Yeah,
I think that Jalen Carter he will be the keystone every year for the next decade for sure.
Whereas unbelievable.
Zach Bond, it's maybe let's give it to him now because Jalen Carter is going to continue to do this greatness every year. So it's Zach Bond's turn.
You know what is something? And of course, you can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. I was thinking about this morning. It just popped in my head. No way for me to figure it out off the top of my head. But I do wonder if this is the Super Bowl with the best matchup of sensational defensive tackles in Super Bowl history.
Oh, well, this
I mean,
is...
Chris Jones and Jalen Carter, like, there have been great ones. Leon Lett was great, and you know, you go back to the day, Randy White was great, and Warren Sapp was great, but this is two greats. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there as, you know, who knows, maybe. Because this is...
It's pretty remarkable. There are other... there's usually big star stud guys on the teams that are good.
Yeah, there are.
You know, but I don't remember, does it line up as well as this, where there are defensive tackles,
right,
three technique defensive tackles that penetrate, you know, their style of play. They can do some similar things.
Yeah.
They're both just... unbelievable. You could put three guys on them every play and they'd still figure out a way to get in there. And it's so they're similar in that respect.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Pretty good. And I also remember Ross Tucker saying it was 2 or 3 years ago, and I never heard anyone say it before or since. 2 or 3 years ago, Ross Tucker said he thinks defensive tackle is underrated in the way teams evaluate their team and the whole existence of pro football, especially in a salary cap world. He thinks it's the second most important position in football behind quarterback. And normally what you hear from most roster builders, GMs and types, are either left tackle or edge rusher. And he was saying, no, he thinks it's actually defensive tackle. And it's fascinating that two great ones found their way into the Super Bowl.
Well, I do think it's important. When you think about where pressure comes from.
Yeah.
If I'm a quarterback, I think I would least prefer when it's right in my lap.
I agree, John.
And there's nowhere else you can escape it.
I totally agree.
Seriously, if it's right in my face as compared to two ticks over.
It's the fastest path.
Yeah. Yeah, at least I have like a step or two to gather myself when it's coming off the edge, and I do have more of a chance.
And off the edge, you can step up. Now, obviously, up the middle, all you can do is step out, but that's when the whole play starts breaking down.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone. So, look, really exciting time to be a Philly sports fan. What Sirianni said about being an underdog, we'll get to that this segment. Dick Vermeil at 8, beat the Hammer prior to that at 7:45, Elliott prior to that at 7:30. Tom in Abington right now as we broadcast from Borgata. Good morning, Tom.
Yo, gang. How we doing this morning?
Awesome, Tom. How about you?
Very excited, pal.
I'm good. Getting more confident by the day, actually. But, hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
So I'm listening to the afternoon show yesterday, and to a man, Brett, Isaiah, and John, all three of them, said that they have challenged you to beat the hammer, and you have ducked all three of
that's
them.
Not what true. You,
that's sir? A lie, actually.
That's not true. That
none of them have ever challenged.
Did they
not
really
once.
Say Did, that?
Wait, Joe, have you heard the top five at five from yesterday?
Not at all.
Uh-huh. Oh, it was all about us, Joe.
Oh, boy.
All about us.
What they, oh, are you boy. Serious? Was
it was like things that, no. It was definitely a shot across our bow. It was basically like what the morning show needs to like stop doing, like too many guests and this and that.
All right, James, why don't you see if you or Wechter can just get the, we don't need to hear the audio because the top five at five takes 17 minutes. All right,
yeah,
we don't need
it.
Just someone tell me what the five things were, and then we'll react. All right,
I'll get it together.
Well, that was one of them because they said that John was saying that you have a bunch of tomato cans and that they all challenged.
Don't call
you,
the audience tomato cans. That's not nice.
Well, I didn't. John did.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair
all right. So yeah, I'm just more and more confident.
What John is this? Is this me?
No, I think it's talking
John
about Fritz. Yeah, Jack Fritz.
Oh,
Fritz.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Oh,
that
I was confused. Yeah. I got you.
It's like how JFK was Jack or John, depending on what you wanted to call him.
Okay.
Yeah. You got it there?
Let me put it this way. Fritz, in the words of Lloyd Benson, no JFK. Right? Rhea's the only one that got that. Little Dan Quayle reference. All right, Tom, go ahead, man. Look at Fritz. He looks like a freaking doofus.
He looks like Dan Quayle.
Oh,
he
kind of does.
Wow. He looks like Dan Quayle.
Rhea, Quayle
he can't
doofus.
Spell either, so.
Guys.
Because you said he kind of does. Are you
look
saying he kind of does
Quayle.
Look like Quayle or he looks like a doofus?
Oh, he looks like Quayle and a doofus.
There you go. That's how you do. Tom, you're stirring it up here.
Do a side-by-side, Dan Quayle and Jack Fritz.
All right, Tom, give me some Eagles point. What do you got?
I am just I'm more confident by the day. Every day that goes by, I just feel a win coming. So I really have no concerns.
Okay, like, no concerns is good. Tom, give me a great answer. What blows your mind?
It blows my mind that over 80% of the ocean is unexplored.
Wow. Mm. That is pretty interesting.
And sometimes it seems like a higher number. I've seen anywhere from like 5 to 25%. Is unexplored.
That is explored.
I mean,
explored.
Is explored. Yeah. Is known.
So, Seltzer, let's play the audio of Sirianni, because we had him on the program earlier this week, and we remember in 2017 what a big deal it was that the Eagles were an underdog, not only in the Super Bowl, but most especially, actually, prior to that, when they had home games in the playoffs as a one seed and were an underdog. Now, we all know it was because Carson was injured, but, they overcame it. But it was a big rallying cry. I mean, it was a big rallying cry. They are an underdog in this Super Bowl and haven't been an underdog much at all this year.
Not by much, though.
Not by much. Yeah. No, I want to be clear. Not by much. That's obvious. We asked Sirianni about that reality this week. If he's using it, let's listen to the exchange.
Nick, you're officially listed as an underdog. Now, that could change, but it hasn't yet. Are you getting, some coaches use that as a rallying cry. Do you plan on using that as a rallying cry with your guys?
No, we don't care about that. We don't care about that.
Nick, I expected you to say no because I think you're very confident in your team, basically. And that's an external that just is irrelevant to you. That was my expectation of what you would answer. Is that a fair way to put it?
That's a fair way to put it. Yeah, we love our team. I think, though, too, like you're going in there against a team that's won the last two Super Bowls. This is a heck of a football team that's won 15 games in the regular season, has phenomenal players all over the field, has one of the greatest coaches of all time on the opposite sideline, and I got so much respect for this team. And so, again, those are things that you can't control. And so, yes, we're confident in our team, and I love our team. But, that's something you can't control is, being the underdog. Like, it is whatever that it means, like, we don't care about that. It's about controlling what we can control. Because if you start trying to control, if you start thinking about those things that you can't control, that where does that stop? And so it's, again, here's our process, here's what we need to do, and let's go out and do it.
Look, I'll say it again for, like, the 5,000th time in the last 2 months. Sirianni's very consistent. I mean, very, very consistent with his messaging. Let's go to Seth right now in media. Seth, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Listen, defense absolutely 100% wins championships, right? You think about starting pitching. You think about a hot goalie in the NHL. I'm real big on our defense driving this game home for us for sure. I think Jalen Carter is the bigger deal between he and Zach Bond for sure. But I got a crazy scenario for you guys. They were doing this thing yesterday throughout the course of the day where they were saying, you know, who do you want to put the ball in the hands of? Your defense to stop Patrick Mahomes on a final drive to win the game?
Oh, or that's interesting.
Put the ball in Jalen Hurts' hands.
Wow, what a question.
To win the game. But hold on. So, all right. So here's my question to you guys. Less than a minute to play. We're driving down. It's 4th and 4 on Kansas City's, we'll say, 30-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Do we go for it? Or do you put the ball on Jake Elliott's foot?
No.
Indoors.
I'm afraid of Jake Elliott's foot.
And you're saying the Eagles are
4, we got to go for this.
I feel a field goal there, but you're saying the Eagles are down 2? I just want to be clear.
No timeouts.
Oh, jeez, man. How much time?
Well, one thing I don't like is you're saying a minute left. Like a minute left, now you're giving the ball back to Mahomes.
We're down by 2.
And there's a minute left?
Yeah, less than a minute.
I mean, my point is there's a big difference between a minute and 20 seconds. If it's 20 seconds, I'm kicking a field goal. If it's a minute, look, and it's tough because I don't like giving the ball back to Mahomes. I would probably
you can't give it back to him.
You don't have a choice in that situation.
But if there's a minute, I would go for it because Mahomes could come back with a field goal with Butker. In that case, but I
down 2?
Yeah, I'm saying if I kick a field goal and make it, now Mahomes gets to come back down the field.
I get it. But if you don't get the fourth down, the game's over. Like, I think you have to kick the field goal and trust your defense.
No, my answer is no, because I don't want Mahomes to have to only go 40 yards for a field goal that they win. I'm just being honest, just telling you. And I don't view that as an anti-Jake Elliott.
No, no. If he makes the kick, if he misses the kick, you lose no matter what. If he makes the kick, you get to kick off to them. It wouldn't be 40 yards.
But James, you're missing my point. The scenario here is there's a minute left. I don't like Patrick Mahomes having a minute left to go get a field goal.
Of course not, but the point is if you have to either choose to kick a field goal or go for it to lose if you miss it,
James,
like you got to take the lead.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
I think that's a mistake.
Okay. Seth, give me an answer. What blows your mind?
Well, I've won quite a few times, so I'm going to give you one that's a little more funny and confusing. Okay. I'm torn between these two things. I don't know what is more mind-blowing. Your hubris or your confounding hygiene habits?
Good answer.
Trust me, you don't even know the half of it.
Oh, boy.
You think I tell you guys everything about my hygiene?
Hey.
Come on now.
Thankfully,
I feel like
no.
We know very little about the hygiene.
Oh, boy.
I think we know more than enough.
All right, I want to get to Elliot in a moment, but, James, you're saying you got this top 5 and 5
yesterday?
I do,
yes, I have it.
So what, they taking shots yesterday?
Taking shots. All right, so number 5 was the one that was mentioned by Tom from Abington. Apparently, they're saying, for what it's worth, I've never heard Ike, Spike or Jack ever asked somebody to beat Dammer. Not one time.
I mean,
and honestly, you would whoop them. Like, let's be real about it.
They've never asked me.
Never asked me either. So let others play beat Dammer was number 1.
And what are these real quick? Suggestions?
It is the top 5 things the morning show needs to stop doing.
Fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Number 4, too many guests. And he used the Joe, John, me, Rhea, Devin, Ruben, Mike, Quick, and Ross all in the same air at the same time.
Deal with it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's question, great content. Go
number
on.
3, stop movie shaming. Watch more movies, Jack.
I liked that one.
All right. Number 2 was let Nick get off the phone. That's pretty funny.
Well,
credit
where
due.
Yeah.
And then number 1, stop making our guests cry.
Well, that is getting...
That is bad.
I mean, we have had this year, meaning this football season, Brandon Graham cried pretty hard. Jason Kelce cried twice. John's obviously always got it in there. I always got it in there. I mean, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Oh, they played your cry as well.
This is really...
All right, let's talk to
everything
Elliot.
To me. Let's go to the phones. 888, I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
It is unbelievable. All right, let's talk to Elliot. Obviously, always on the scene covering the Eagles for us here at WIP. He'll be down in the Big Easy coming up next week, and he joins us right now. And Elliot is obviously before Beat the Hammer. Good morning, Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing this morning?
Quite a bit, buddy.
Super.
So... let's just start Brandon Graham, but then we'll go from there. The BG News, I mean, my interpretation yesterday, we played the audio a short time ago of what he said after practice. I mean, to me, Elliot, he sounds very much like a player who's totally intending to play in the Super Bowl. Is that your interpretation?
Yeah, without question, without question. I think you always keep your fingers crossed because he does have, I guess it'd be 5 practices between now and the game, and you hope that nothing happens in terms of a re-injury or anything like that. But I think... just has a couple next 5 days of practice, he will be playing in the Super Bowl. And you can just see the look on his face. He intends to play. I don't think the Eagles would let him get to this point if they weren't going to allow him to play. So I expect Brandon to be suited up in the Super Bowl.
Of course. He's out there. There's no turning back
now. Yeah, he's going. Hey, Ellie, give us another storyline or two that was top of mind from practice yesterday and everything that you consumed reporting on the club.
Yeah, so I would just say that the health of this team is actually in a pretty good place. I know people are worried about Landon and Cam, and understandably those are, you know, kind of serious injuries to be dealing with. But I expect this team to have everybody full go in the Super Bowl when they play it in 2 weeks. I think the 2 weeks between the game, you know, these two games obviously sucks for fans. It feels like a long wait. But I think it's really good for this team. So you said, as we just said, Brandon is coming back. And then also Landon and Cam, I fully expect to play. I think it'll be good for AJ and Goddard to get some time to rest that they wouldn't otherwise. So I think this team is going into the Super Bowl, much like they did in 2022, like fully healthy and ready to go.
Elliot, what are Landon and Cam's injuries specifically? We know that Landon put the brace on partway through the first half, and then he couldn't finish the second half of our last game.
Yeah.
But we don't know the specifics on that. Do you?
So I know Landon's dealing with a knee injury, and obviously Cam's dealing with that back injury. So, you know, I do understand, again, given what the injuries are, I mean, this isn't like, you know, a thumb they're dealing with, that it is something that will be concerning. But if there are two players on the team that I think could play through pretty much anything, we already saw it with Cam last week in the back, and Landon, I think, might be the toughest player on the team in terms of playing through injuries. So, you know, I don't know the specific medical diagnosis of the knee injury, but I do know that I expect them to be out there.
So how is the team dealing with the Kellen Moore situation? Is there something that, I don't know, like has been said? I don't even understand how this would work. It sounds like he's the front runner for that job, for the city, you know, for the team that plays in the town that everyone's going to right now. This is the weirdest scenario ever, isn't it? Or, well, I guess it can be familiar because we did see it.
If it feels bad again, that would be the weirdest. But I get your point.
Or if Brandon Graham gets a strip sack at the end to win the game, that'd be pretty weird.
Weird, good. Yeah. But, Elliot, it does stink that this is going on. And maybe it stinks more for next year. Maybe it stinks more for this game. What do you think?
But, yeah, is it a thing that's going to have to be managed? Is it becoming a big deal?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't think the team thought the Gannon thing in 2022 was a big deal. They didn't like that they found out at the last minute. Like, that was more their issue, I believe, than the idea that the defense struggled in that game because of Gannon taking an interview. I mean, Kellen's already been interviewed before. He was interviewed a few nights ago. So at this point, I would guess the interview process is probably over until the game ends in 2 weeks here. I know he better fly back on the team plane. That was a mistake Gannon made. That certainly
totally. Well.
I mean, I think the issue at this point would more be about replacing him in next year than it would be any distraction for this game.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, Elliot? Like, this is a huge chance, a huge opportunity, and this is sort of the calm before the storm. How is Elliot Shore Parks doing before the Super Bowl?
Well, I appreciate you asking, Rich. You're always the one to ask, and that means a lot. So I would say that, you know, I'm feeling good, but what's crazy is, and this actually speaks to how well the Eagles have been run, like, this will be the third Super Bowl I cover. I mean, you think of some of, like, the great...
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beat writers that have covered, like, you know, Rube, Ray, Mark Echo, like those, like they didn't
what
really
a privilege.
Cover they're like one Super Bowl too. So like at this point, it almost kind of feels like a habit. Like I'm used to it. I know what to expect. I've done it. So you know, I'm certainly very excited for it. But the Eagles are clicking on all cylinders, and I've been lucky enough to be around for that.
Yeah,
so
very
I'm
cool.
Crazy.
Yeah, Elliot with us right now. Pizza Hammer coming up in about 10 minutes. Elliot, Sirianni alluded to maybe doing some things different this time, but wouldn't specify what they would be. And that's, you know, on brand for him to not let you too much behind the curtain. If you had a guess, or maybe you already see something from a practice standpoint, what do you think he might do different this time than 2 years ago in the preparation process?
So I was a little surprised that they're actually practicing 3 days, you know, or they're practicing more than I thought. I thought it would just be walkthroughs for this week. And I do wonder, so I sat down yesterday and I rewatched the last Super Bowl with the Chiefs, watched the whole thing. And one thing that really stuck out to me was that the Chiefs were the tougher team in that game. Like, I don't know if we realized that at the time. I don't remember talking about that after the game. But when you watch that game, the Chiefs ran, like, through the Eagles, and they hit harder than the Eagles did. And I do wonder if in a year where there's been an emphasis on practicing harder and there's been an emphasis on being the tougher team, if getting the players out on the field, even if just for the 2 or 3 days it is, instead of giving them a walkthrough and letting them fully rest, I do wonder if that has something to do with it.
I love that. I love the fact that Brandon Graham, while he was out there, I mean, it was very important to me that he was in shoulder pads. Like, the team, they weren't out there in shells or whatever they call those little fake things that they put on just to help keep their you know, the tops of their shoulders from getting scratched up or something. They were in pads and helmets, and they were hitting. And that that's sort of the hallmark of this team. That's a spectacular display, once again, of a group of guys who actually want to put the work in. Brandon Graham, who's going out there, like, that's not easy going back out there. Like, as soon as you're getting right back into the swing of things, testing that tricep that you're taking on full on, like, kickout blocks,
right?
You know, in practice. More power to Nick Sirianni and those players on that captain's council for the way that they lay it out for this team.
Yeah.
They hit and they work, and that's why part of why they're so great.
I like it a lot. All right, Elliot, Pizza Hammer coming up in 5 minutes. Let me remind everyone right now, fifth caller on the contest line, caller number 5. You can compete in Pizza Hammer. That's at 215-988-1258. Fifth caller at 215-988-1258 for Beat the Hammer. Final thing, Elliot. You heard the afternoon show some nonsense about us yesterday. Do you think they're jealous of us with the morning show?
I don't want to get involved in this.
Elliot!
But you know it's true. You know it's true.
The movie shaming is a real thing, though.
It is a real thing.
Devin and me are the two that get killed on that front. So.
Yeah, Joe, I think we can all agree, you know, it's okay to not watch old movies.
It really basically comes from Richie and Seltzer, just to be clear. You know what?
I think I stand by it.
One of their 5 points wasn't so bad. Yeah, I kind
of one of them.
I kind of like that afternoon show. All right, Elliot, stay well, pal. We'll talk to you quite a bit next week when you're down there in New Orleans. And thanks for hopping on. Thanks, Elliot.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, Elliot. Stay healthy.
215-592-9494. Beat the Hammer shortly. Mike, right now. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, gang. 1 week away.
Well, what's up, Mike? 1 week and 2 days, but yes.
Well, 1 week. So 1 week for us to talk about.
I mean, I'm just saying, if you show up on Friday to the Superdome, it's, you know, it's empty. Just want to make sure you know that.
This is true. This is true. Hey, Joe, you're not for anything. How do you know Amy wasn't crying in the last Super Bowl when you showed up because she knew that you just blew it for the Eagles, that you've changed locations?
All I can tell you, my man, is she was very happy. She did not think I was going to get there, and, you know, I made her day until the Eagles lost. Let's put it that way.
All right. You're a good person.
I know. I'm a great person, but thank you.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, let's not push. Eagles are going to blow the doors off this team, okay? The more I think about it, the more I, you know, I'm listening to everybody all week, and especially you, Joe. Like, I hear the
Mike
fear.
Mike Mahomes, man, Reed, you got to chill that out a little bit.
Joe,
you got to chill it out a little bit. I think the Eagles are going to win, but blow the doors off and all that. I mean, Mahomes and Reed, they don't lose.
They're going to win by 18 points. They're going to win by three scores in this game. We're going to get up on them early. Often. We were up on them 10 points going into the halftime last game, but this team is not the same, okay? The Chiefs are running into the biggest, baddest, toughest steamroller in the league this year. They don't know what they're coming up against. And one thing is, like, and Elliot kind of touched upon it, we are so much tougher than anyone in the league. We are so much tougher than we were a couple of years ago. Like, I don't care about what Spagnuolo thinks he's going to, you know, draw up in the room to go up against us. You can't scheme up against tough, okay? When the opposition is tougher, bigger, stronger, angrier, we're all of the above. You can't scheme against that. So I really don't care. We are just a better team. If you look at the two teams in their entirety up against each other, we are.
Mike, I want to ask you a question. Because I do think the Eagles are going to win, but it's a question that comes to mind for me hearing you say this. Did you think 2 years ago the Eagles were the better team and would win the game prior to the game?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, you're in the minority.
I thought we were dead even. It was a coin flip of who was the better.
I can tell you this. About 98% of people around here thought the Eagles were better, and I was one of them.
No, I mean, look, the Chiefs were a better team a couple years ago than what they are now, and we're a better team than what we were a couple years ago now.
I think those are both true statements. Mike, give me a great answer, and this is for a Devontae Smith, Kelly Green jersey. What blows your mind?
I have no idea how the Shazam app works. You put it
great
on,
answer.
And it identifies a song in 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
So cool.
Pretty cool answer. I like that. With that said, what blows my mind, obviously, is the Hammer's greatness in Beat the Hammer. With that said, let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
With a record of 272 and a mere 43 losses, what blows my mind additionally is I don't even know why people bother. Like, I got a contestant. Let me see. This guy's name is Andy. Like, Andy, what are you doing, man? Why do you bother? All right, Beat the Hammer is brought to us by the great people at First Trust Bank. They encourage you to challenge your bank. Hopefully you challenge them better than this guy Andy from Mount Laurel likely is to challenge me. But look, he's got a shot not only of the glory of winning a Beat the Hammer, but also of winning an Eagles hat and T-shirt, which is very cool. Good morning, Andy.
What's going on, Joe? How are you guys?
Three or four or five words. I haven't really added it up yet. Why do you bother? Andy, why do you bother? What's the point?
Unlike the Eagles, I just want a shot of glory, man.
Well, you're kind of dogging the Eagles because the Eagles are spectacular, and you, Andy, I mean, I'm assuming probably aren't, but we'll find out.
All right, maybe Andy, he's saying that he's spectacular.
He's like complimenting you by saying beating you would be glory, and right at him.
Yeah, but that's a given.
Joe, this is part of your psychological games before the game starts.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm like a boxer in the ring, except I don't have to talk. I stare as a boxer, but as a talk show host,
Which works great in radio, staring right at the contestant.
All right, Andy, I'm going to step into this. Do you know sports, Andy? You got some chops?
A little bit. I've been a Philly sports fan for 20-something years.
You sound strong to me.
I love it. What's the topic today?
You sound strong. Andy, I'm going to step into the sound, well, not the soundproof booth, but way the heck down the hall. Good luck to you, pal.
Scram.
All right, you too.
Get out of here. We've had enough.
I like the feel of what we've got going on here, Jimmy.
Yeah, I feel good. Andy understated.
Very
you know?
Much so.
But see, Andy. I'm conflicted here because like I always root against the Hammer.
So
but
we,
I know
Dev,
that
we decided yesterday that since it's a bye week, we can all root against the Hammer. Yes.
Okay,
there's no
okay.
game this week.
Thank
it
you.
Only counts yes. for the Friday before an Eagles game. So
wait,
we're all
I,
good
I don't
this week.
Okay, for him the
thank
Friday
you, James. I was
an Eagles game either.
Well,
why
you know
are
what
his
I mean.
Pants
well,
so
we're not
short,
rooting
by
for him. They are really short.
What, sir? His pants seem shorter. Every
they're,
time I see him walk away,
cropped.
Did I just now start to notice this?
Yeah, that... Amy needs to take him shopping.
Yeah, he needs
very clearly.
Yeah.
All right.
They're like 2 inches.
He's
right
correct.
In.
He's good, all right. James.
All right.
All right. He is safely ensconced.
Yes.
But his pants are very short.
He's actually like just continuing to
good,
walk.
Good.
He's not
all right,
stopping.
Andy.
He might not come back.
Andy, right? Play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Yeah, let's do it, guys.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. A famous phrase in Philadelphia sports history. All right. You will have 55 seconds. The clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Our clock master, John Ritchie, is on it. Our category for the week, we're doing a little Super Bowl rematches as the Eagles and Chiefs rematch for the second time in 3 years. Super Bowl rematches, our category. You ready? Roll.
Okay.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Question number one. In 1983, this team became the first team to beat a team they previously lost to in the Super Bowl when they beat the Miami Dolphins. Name the team.
Packers.
What Giant sacked Tom Brady twice in each Super Bowl he played against him?
Trey Hand.
In 1979, which two teams played in the first ever Super Bowl rematch?
Jeez, pass.
Eli Manning was the first of two players to ever win two Super Bowl MVPs against the same team. Name the other.
Aikman.
What is the only Super Bowl rematch we've seen in consecutive seasons?
Bills Cowboys.
What in 1979, which two teams played the first ever Super Bowl rematch?
I'll go... Packers, Broncos.
All right, we
time.
Got one. We got one. All
not,
right.
Not ideal, guys.
It's not ideal, Andy. If I had to bet, I would bet you would probably lose, but we will find out. You never know.
Yes.
Sometimes the Hammer's having a weird day.
Yeah, we got to hope he's
going
to have
a short pants
one.
On, so maybe the pants are
pants.
Sucking
yeah,
the life
pants,
out of him.
The cold you know? Air in, yeah, I don't know. He's jogging today. Which is very unusual. I wonder if he'll be breathy upon his return. Wait, now
breathy.
Was that ew. A jog or was that like a speed
Richie,
walk?
Richie, is it weird that when you said, walk. I wonder if he'll be breathy, my thought was ew?
Yeah.
It was pathetic,
no.
Whatever it was.
It was almost like a speed
bad.
Walk. Was that a jog or a speed walk? And
know.
Can you do both or was that the only
well,
thing?
Well, I still don't understand how walking is a sport. Like, and how do they judge when you go too fast?
What do you
I
mean?
Think,
isn't walking your primary form
I
of
think
exercise?
That's the
yeah,
only
but, it's,
form
yeah but it
of
shouldn't
exercise.
Be a sport.
Yeah. Joe, I've wondered the same thing with, like, how do you know if you go too fast? Like, do you have to have your one foot on the ground?
Your one foot
like,
always has to be on the ground.
I figured it had to be something
no, wait,
like that.
Both feet always have to be
wow.
on the ground
because then
for
you
walking.
Can't
well, no, you have to walk.
You can't move.
No, I think that's the rule.
No,
both
John,
feet
you're not sliding their feet
not at all
wrong.
Times. That's called sliding. That's not walking.
Yeah.
No, that's not. That's
no,
not.
I think it's well, one foot is, has to be on the ground at all times. Because when you're running, both feet can be off and you're jump, you know,
right.
kind of hopping as you go.
All right, guys, this Andy in Mount Laurel, how did he do?
You ready?
I think he was sliding. I think he stunk.
You ready?
I'm always
all right, clock has started.
When have I said, no, I'm not ready?
Category for the week. We're doing a little Super Bowl rematches in honor of the
wow.
Super Bowl rematch happening
Super
next week.
Super Bowl rematch.
Never done it before. Fun category.
All right, well, we're going to have some Bills-Cowboys thing in here, obviously. Go
you
ahead.
Ready to roll?
No, I don't like this category. Pittsburgh
really?
And Dallas
well,
in the 70s.
Well, look at you. All right, here we go. All question right. number one. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. In 1983, this team became the first to beat a team they previously lost to in the Super Bowl when they beat the Dolphins. Name the team.
All right. When they beat the Dolphins, that is Washington.
What Giant sacked Tom Brady twice in each Super Bowl he played against him?
Well, it's going to be either Tuck or Umanyura. I will go with Justin Tuck.
In 1979, which two teams played in the first ever Super Bowl rematch?
Wow, 1979. So this would be the 78 season. Oh, Lord. Pittsburgh. And Dallas.
Eli Manning was the first of two players to ever win two Super Bowl MVPs against the same team. Name the other.
Montana.
What is the only Super Bowl rematch we've seen in consecutive seasons?
Well, that would be Dallas and Buffalo.
A 4-1 victory.
All right. All right. Very solid. Very solid. So Jerry Rice.
Patrick Mahomes is the only person to win the Super Bowl. He beat the Niners twice.
Yeah, yeah. And Rice got that MVP.
Rice
89.
Got the other
well
one.
Well done by the Hammer, who continues to lead the way, not only for the Philadelphia Eagles, of course, when I win, they win, but for the entire city of Philadelphia. Andrew, I mean, you did all right, but, you know, you're not the Hammer, and we knew that going in. Good morning, Andrew.
All right, Joe. Well, giving you your flowers. You're well done.
Well, hold on. You don't give. I take. Okay, we know that. So I took, but I don't take flowers. I take props and glory. Andy, 273! Dude, I'm going to be at 274 entering the Super Bowl. Think about that. And then after they win 275. Think about that, Andy.
How's your hand?
My hand's okay.
Yeah. Wait, 275.
270, because you know I like the big numbers, the, you know, 10s and the 25s
fives
and 50s
and 10s,
and
we know.
And obviously when you get zeros behind it, the whole deal. I mean, Andy, we're kind of moving toward 300. And you know, Andy, I've said it before, I retire at 1,000. Like the day I get to 1,000,
can
I
we
retire.
Just give you an extra 700 wins
if you
or
want,
something?
If you want.
So when is 1,000 projected to hit?
Oh, decades from now.
I will be dead when 1,000 hits, that's for sure.
I don't know. 20 years? I don't know. All right, Andy, thanks for being a chump.
All right. Wow. Thanks, Joe.
No, Andy.
Sorry, Andy.
Andy, should I give you the,
nice
Andy,
give
I give
prize.
You the prize?
You should have called him a chump. Give him
should
the prize.
Should I give you the prize because
he's a nice guy.
I'm dogging on you?
Yes. I think so.
Thank you.
You want the prize, yeah. Andy?
Yeah. That would be nice.
To say it, you have to say these words.
Oh God!
I'm telling you, it's your choice, prize or not, based on you saying these words. Hail Caesar Hammer.
Hail Caesar Hammer.
Wow. Well done, Andy.
What are we doing here?
Well done, yeah. I went Caesar on his ass.
Hold on.
And then he called me Caesar.
That's such a dumb thing to have to say.
That's too bad.
Too.
Like, too bad.
I feel so bad.
Too
for
bad.
Him.
Too bad.
Oh, it's a bad slogan to be forced into. That was so bossy.
That's too bad.
Too bad
for him.
Oh,
he did it all for a hat
gross.
And a shirt. Well, he won the hat and the shirt, but he lost his manhood. And with that, victory 273, we shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Was that too much? That too much?
That was way too much, but I liked it. That was very, very funny.
What else is new?
I think you might hear that last line in Drop of the Week. Just guessing.
Running a business is challenging, but banking should not be. When you see red flags with your bank, make sure you challenge them. Then sign First Trust Bank. First Trust, the official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles and the official bank of Beat the Hammer. 215-592-9494. Dick Vermeil in about 5 minutes. John, let's reset the tables here where we're at. So 9 days to kick off. I feel pretty good. I really do about the Eagles. Now, I want to be very clear. I don't take Kansas City lightly at all, and I already sense some are, and I think it's ridiculous to take them lightly. I mean, Mahomes and Andy and Jones, Chris Jones, that is, and Spags, I mean, these guys have won a ton. And, you know, Mahomes is perhaps the greatest football player of all time. So, and, you know, Andy has a really good chance to finish with the most wins of all time. You know, so I do think there's already – like, to me, there was a lesson 2 years ago. Don't assume your team's going to win just because it's your team and they're great. The other team's great, too. But I do think Saquon and the defense are the difference makers from 2 years ago to now. Saquon is on such a different level than Miles Sanders. And while that defense 2 years ago was statistically outstanding, I believe this defense is a more true – this one was number one. That one was number two. But I think this one, John, is frankly – a pretty good amount better than that one 2 years ago, and that gives me a lot of confidence.
Yeah, the big question is how do we compare to the best in the world? Because that's what the Kansas City Chiefs represent. They are going for their third straight Super Bowl championship in a row, and we are the new best in the world because we're better than they are. My, you know, frustration is we just have to wait until, you know, 10 days from now to show the world that we're better than they
are. If you wait 10 days, that's on a Monday. Right. That would be really bad.
Jalen
you
Hurts
might miss
is about to be the first Eagles quarterback to start two Super Bowls. he's proving himself every day, continues to, and he's finally, and Nick is finally going to end this crap where everyone's questioning our head coach and our quarterback. They will no longer be questioned after we put this team down, the team that has been the best team in the world, because they deserve it. They absolutely, they've been the best coached. They've been the best managed. They've got the best quarterback. They got the best tight end. Steve Spagnuolo, man, the aggressiveness that he employs. Everyone knows what you're going to get with this team, and you still can't stop them. We are about to overtake them.
I love it.
And that's what this represents. Just waiting for us to pass them in the night, because when the bright lights come on, Super Bowl Sunday, we are about to overtake the best team in the world, and we're going to stay there.
Well, good deal.